You've never heard of them. You won't see them bronzed up on a Sunset Strip billboard or chasing 20-something models on Love Island. When they get free drink tickets on an airplane, you bet your ass they fucking use them. It's Two Guys, One Podcast. And now, here are your hosts, Ron Alleman and Brian Harris.
Ron the Owl.
Hitman Harrod.
What's that whipping sound right here?
That's you slapping dudes in the ball.
No, we've already
Hitman.
There's no truth to that.
Yeah, I know that there is truth to that. All the little freshmen running around covering their nuts. Oh shit, here comes Hitman. Look out, look out.
No, never happened, man.
Well,
makes for good urban legend, though.
It's great.
So listen, man, some exciting news to share with you.
Oh, news. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Two guys,
one podcast.
Let's get into it. I'm excited. What is it?
Now over to you, Ryan. That's me. Well, it's jumping ahead to our ongoing tally and scoreboard for Monday Night Football. As you recall, going into last week, I had a pretty aggressive burrito count to make up for as we're closing out the year. Do you remember?
Yeah, I think we were basically it was going to take you almost one per day to get up to the mark of 50 that you want to achieve for 2020.
Yeah. Well, Ron, I was at 34.
All right. Okay.
Here we sit on December 21st. Would you believe if I told you my count is now 41?
Oh, my goodness. 41. So you put 7 on in a week.
I did, man. And I doubled down. I went for some breakfast burritos, and Amanda was kind enough to make me a twofer, two straight days over the weekend.
Wow.
So I added 4 right there. I had 2 La Bombas, and I just had a burrito for dinner tonight.
Oh, my God. See, you are totally committed to doing this. Have you ever thought about going like one of those food challenge shows or like man versus food type thing? Or
I think I'm working my way up to it.
You should look at the local Mexican restaurants in Indy, see if there's like a burrito challenge. Because if there is, I will back you up. I'll put up the money. I'm going to stake you in the burrito challenge.
Thanks, man. I mean, I think we can feel somewhat confident that with 9 days remaining, I'm gonna fucking blow right through that 50
ceiling.
Yeah.
Well, it's all that momentum. You got the momentum right now. The winds are definitely shifted in your favor, and I see that 50 right there. You know what? I'm way off. There's no way I'm going to get anywhere close to you, but I did have one burrito this past week.
Yeah, I even lost track of where you were at. It was such a...
No, it was like 5 or 6 or something like that.
It was pathetic, to be
honest. I think you actually started me off with a dozen out of nowhere, and I there's no way I even had a dozen this year. But the one I had...
You're an honorable mention at this point.
Yeah, and you know what it is? I don't know if you remember. So, you know, we used to live in California for a small stint, and... There was a joint out there called Baja Fresh. You remember Baja Fresh?
Oh, yeah. Love Baja Fresh.
So I wouldn't necessarily call that authentic Mexican, but it's just super fresh grilled chicken, pico de gallo. I mean, it's really good stuff. And I had that in my head. Like, that sounds really good. I'm going to get a Baja Fresh style chicken burrito. And the one I ordered, although it was probably, you know, it wasn't horrible, but not what I expected, not what I wanted. So a little bit underwhelming, undersatisfied with the burrito option. So anyway, you win some, you lose some. It's totally fine.
So I'll keep you posted, obviously.
Keep
we'll
me posted.
The rest of this week. But before we get into our Monday Night Football thing, I do have a bone to pick.
Go ahead.
With the college football playoff system, okay?
Oh, okay.
I need to get your take on this. So just to recap what happened over the past week, let me just say this. I'm agnostic to the teams that made it into the Final Four.
Okay.
I don't have a leaning one way or the other. But explain this to me, Ron Alleman.
Go ahead.
Going into this championship weekend, conference championship weekend, you have, if you recall, Notre Dame squaring up against Clemson, right?
Mm-hmm. Rose Bowl.
And you have Texas A&M playing for their conference championship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, coming out of that, Notre Dame gets their absolute doors blown off, right?
Right.
I think it's like 31-3, right?
Yeah, this past Saturday.
A&M wins their conference championship, both power conferences. Yet somehow A&M is left out and Notre Dame is in. How in the fuck is that logical?
Yeah, it's definitely, it's a flawed system, my friend. We've been saying this for the last couple of years, even though they kind of tried to fix it with the playoff setup now that we have for college. But yeah, I totally agree with you. I saw that and I heard the news today. I remember that they were going to the Rose Bowl this year in Notre Dame. And I'm like, how the hell could this just, yeah, it's like a slap in the face.
Well, and also the fact that Notre Dame has a, and I'm not against Notre Dame. I got no dog in this fight, but Notre Dame also has a national TV contract with NBC, right? Mm. Yeah. How is that fair to start with? And then how do you exclude A&M after they just won their conference championship? Notre Dame just lost the same week, yet they're left out. They both have one loss. I don't get it.
Man, it's a hard knock life. It really is. It totally sucks. Don't get it. I mean, I think we should take exactly what you're talking about right now. Take the, if you look at the entire bracket, bring the entire college football bracket and replace those with Christmas themed movies. And let's see who takes the cake. Let's see who walks home with the trophy on that one.
Oh, I like it. I like it. But what, you're still left in the same pickle because you would even narrow down the four holiday movies and go from there or what?
Well, you'd have to start, I think, with like a Sweet 16.
Okay.
If you, or maybe go a little bit deeper, because once you start talking movies, you're going to start, you know, there's a lot out there. I got my favorites. I probably have, if I could probably name, I think if you and I put together eight each, and then from those eight, see if there's four that cross over, and then those four we could put into some kind of bracket and break it down from there.
It kind of sounds like you might be teasing something that's coming down the road a little bit here.
Well, you know, we are in the week of Christmas. As we sit here, I believe today is December 21st. Christmas is on Friday. Yeah, it's coming. I hope you got your shopping done.
I still got a little bit to do, but you know what they say, Ron, if you wait till the last minute, it only takes a minute.
I love that. I love that saying. Yeah, everyone's
saying that. Let's do that, man. Let's fucking put it. We'll put a little, maybe that's something for a holiday special episode.
Well, we've got one more, I think, special holiday episode coming up before Christmas.
I can't wait for that.
And we could definitely talk about it then. And then after that, we've got one more for the year.
God, so I can't believe it.
Two more. Well, I should say 2 to 3 more episodes coming up for 2020, including the Monday Night Football riff, which we're going to have to think of something to do once football's over too. Yeah.
God. Pressure makes diamonds. Pressure makes diamonds, baby. What about our 2 Guys 1 Podcast holiday party? We got that, right? We got the office party coming up.
We got the Zoom office party coming up. We got you. We got me. We got the guys behind the scenes, the guys you might not know about, sound editor.
Yeah, child production.
Gifts. Lighting. MPEGs. Yeah. Circuit breakers.
Social media.
Yeah, everything.
It's going to be a blowout, man. Who's USB. Covering the
card? We're just going to put it on the card.
Okay, get on the company card.
You put it on the company card. Turn it into HR.
That's not my area. You take care of that stuff.
We're going to forward it over to the old HR department and see what happens. We're running up the pole, flagpole.
All right, man. That sounds good. So let's chop it up here for Monday Night Football. Dun, 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 dun. Down to the wire. Which, by the way, man, your Bears have a pulse. What do you think about that?
Bears have a pulse. We're going to leave it at that. They looked great against a struggling Minnesota Vikings defense, if I could, just throw that in there for good measure. But nothing, not want to take anything away from Minnesota. It was a good game up there in the dome. Yeah, we came in with a W. So we're going to see. We're still waiting for
a chance.
We still got a chance. We got a pulse. We're in it. We're in it to win it.
So what do we got? But let's just recap, though, because going into last week, I was, a two-game lead, and you had transitioned to a new style of picking your picks, which was really entertaining, where you'd chug a beer and then flip the beer can to decide heads or tails. But that methodology failed you last week.
Well, I thought I had something. It worked for 1 week, and then, as you said, last week, complete failure miserably. So I need to shift gears here. And what I have now, Brian, if you could see, I have a check in front of me. So here's a new way to do it.
I think this is ad hoc. I think you're coming up with this right
I'm going
to
throw this check up in the air. If it bounces when it hits the ground, we're going to go with Pittsburgh. If it doesn't bounce, we're going to go with the Bengals. I can already tell you this is going to bounce. So
it looks like. That's pretty scientific there, my man.
Here's the deal.
Listen, I've got a two-game lead to play. So you're going to need to run the board. I'm going to need to lose out.
Well, Pittsburgh's. Yeah, this is nuts. Pittsburgh's going into Cincinnati tonight, a 14-point favorite. Two touchdowns favorite over the Bengals. The over-under is 40.5 points. Kind of hard to pick. I'm going to flip my check. There goes the bounce. I'm going with Pittsburgh. I think they're going to destroy Cincinnati. They're 2-10-1. Pittsburgh's on a losing streak. I think they're going to snap it tonight. They're 11-2 currently right now. I'm taking Pittsburgh minus 14.
Well, you leave me not much of a choice just so we can keep it somewhat interesting. I mean, I basically have to lose out for you to get back in there. So I'll take the Bengals. Fuck it.
I think if you lose out, we might tie.
Yeah, that's right.
So the smart thing for you to do would just be to pick whatever team I pick. But you're not the smartest guy I know. So no disrespect.
I've never been accused of such, no.
Never been accused of such. Not the sharpest knife in the drawer.
Elevator doesn't go all the way to the top floor.
Not the cleanest tool in the shed.
Not playing with a full deck.
You're not firing with all pistons.
A stitch in time saves nine.
You're not the sharpest crayon in the pack.
All right, man. Well, that'll lock it in then, man. Go Bengals. I don't think I've ever said that in my life, but let's go Bengals.
Go Pittsburgh Steelers. Let's do it. Let's rock it out like it's the late 70s. We're going to...
That's right. That's right, baby. And tune in on what? Maybe the eve of Christmas Eve.
Why don't we drop let's drop our next one on Christmas Eve holiday show. It's going to be great.
Love it. All right. That'll do it for us, guys.
Peace. See ya.
Two guys, one podcast.